Civic Media app. 105.5 WIRI. Nacoosa, Wisconsin Rapids. Your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Loaded gun by my got lots of high school sports on 105.5 FM WIRI, and I want to let you know what's coming up. Tonight at 6:50 p.m., the Wausau East at Lincoln High School boys soccer game with Mike and Seth. That means that Laura's Lounge tonight is going to be cut a little short, and Laura's Laid-Back Pick of the Day is going to happen closer to 6:30 p.m. so that you've got plenty of room for all that soccer. Then on Thursday at 5:50 p.m., the Cooley Christian Providence at Nakusa boys soccer game with Mike and I taking care of that one. And then on Friday at 6:50 p.m., the Wisconsin Dells at Nakusa football game with Mike and Don. That's what we've got this week for high school sports on WIRI, but of course, stay tuned for lots more high school sports where that came from. Coming up, Lady A and then John Party.
Classics 105.5 WIRI.
on your radio at 105.5 FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store.
Yeah, she's going around the world tonight, but she ain't leaving here. She's just going to meet her boyfriend down at the street fair. It's a French kiss, Italian ice, Spanish moss in the moonlight. Just another American Saturday night. There's a big toga party tonight down at Delta Chi. They got Canadian bacon on their pizza pie.
Family Live, Michael Moore's tribute to Willie Nelson is coming to the Performing Arts Center of Wisconsin Rapids on Thursday at 7:30 p.m. Grab your cowboy boots, put on your favorite hat, and join them for an evening of country coolness with Willie and Family Live, a tribute spectacular. Tickets are available 24/7 at savorthearts.com, or you can stop in during their regular office hours and buy them at the box office as well. Again, that show is happening Thursday, October 9th, 7:30 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center of Wisconsin Rapids. Coming up, a checkier weather right after 1,000 Horses and Dwight Yoakam.
It's Laura's Lounge on 105.5 WIRI.
She comes rolling right over the tip of my tongue so easy. She'll be the first damn thing I want when I start drinking. Breathing her in, breathing her out. smoke.
Love Laura's laid-back picks of the day, then you'll love her newest show, Red Folk and Blue. It has the sounds of American music, folk,
windows are down.
Bluegrass,
you got to reach a little bit higher.
Blues,
I've been feeling like a piece of rice paper,
and Americana.
Why can't I?
Red Folk and Blue on 105.5 FM, WIRI, Saturdays at 7.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Millions of finds, each with a story. eBay. Things, people, love.
Time to lace up those skates with 105.5 WIRI and your Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. Join us for every home game this season. Take the pride in your team like they do each other. As Coach Paul says,
you got to have everybody buying in, and you got to be playing for the logo.
Hear insights from Coach on Playmakers, and join us for every home game on 105.5 WIRI. Support the boys of winter as they build hockey up and down the river. Game on!
105.5 WIRI is your home for country favorites and classics and high school sports. Mike and Randy bring you the action all season long. Proudly brought to you by Rodeo Grill, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Junkyard Bar & Grill, 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., and Rapids Transmission. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses. Call 715-424-1300 if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. 105.5 FM or on to the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Freeze warning overnight, mostly clear, areas of frost and lows in the low 30s. We'll look for sunshine for tomorrow, highs in the upper 50s, and continued warming for Thursday and Friday, with sun, highs in the low 60s. Currently at 62 degrees.
Country favorites and classics 24/7. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Well, I got my first truck when I was 3. Drove 100,000 miles on my knees, hauled marbles and rocks and thought twice before I hauled a Barbie doll bed for the girl next door. She tried to pay me with a kiss and I began to understand there's something women like about a pickup man. When I turned 16, I saved a few $100. My first car was a pickup truck. I was cruising the town, and the first girl I see was Bobby Joe Gentry, the homecoming queen. She flagged me down and climbed up in the cab and said, I never knew you were a pickup man. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a Coupe de Ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams. You're just something women like about a pickup man. Most Friday nights, I can be found in the bed of my truck on an old Chase Lounge. Backed into my spot at the drive-in show. You know, a cargo light gives off a romantic glow. Never have to wait in line at the popcorn stand, cause there's something women like about a pickup man. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a Coupe de Ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams. You're just something women like about a pickup man. Or a brand new machine, once around the block and you'll know what I mean. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a Coupe de Ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives in traffic jams. Are just something women like about a pickup man. Yeah, there's something women like about a pickup man.
Well, it is time here on Laura's Lounge for Laura's laid-back pick of the day, the time of the day that I play the song I want to play because it's my show, and I like to use this time to highlight my other show that's on Saturdays at 7 p.m. It's called Red Folk and Blue, and it is my personal exploration of a very broad musical genre called Americana, and the song that we are highlighting tonight is Nothing's Working by Lindsay Lou featuring Billy Strings. That just about does it for me here on Laura's Lounge. Coming up in a little bit, you've got some soccer, so be sure to stay tuned for all of that, and I'll be back tomorrow. So until next time, take care.
Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app. 105.5 FM, WIRI, Nakusa. Your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Around me. if we were over or just on the rise? Was me thinking I could save us just a mirage? I was burning up a highway that kept getting longer with every turn of these tires. She just kept getting goner, and the sky was showing no signs of rain. Ain't nothing to lay in that plane. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747, somewhere between here and heaven, and heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone, guess I got to Tucson too late. She sat there stirring vodka with a straw. Was she counting down the seconds, or maybe having second thoughts? And was moving all made up in her mind? Would she have changed it if she knew that I was racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747 somewhere between here. But losing ground in this Chevrolet.
Wisconsin Rapids, home for country favorites and classics. 105.5 WIRI.
It started way back in third grade. I used to sit beside him in Lou Hayes. A pink dress, a matching bow, and her ponytail. Me on the school bus, but told me not to tell. Next day I chased around the playground, across the monkey bars to the merry-go-round. And Emmy Lou got caught passing me a note. Before the teacher took it, I read what she wrote. Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? Check yes or no. Now we're grown up and she's my wife. Still like two kids with stars in our eyes. Ain't much changed, I still chase Emmy Lou. Up and down the hall, around the bed in our room. In a white limousine, 20 years together, she still gets to me. Can't believe it's been that long ago when we got started with just a little note. Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? And if you do, well, then don't be afraid to take me. You want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no.
South California. One Tito's in, I'm thinking about you.
Radio at 105.5 FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store.
I woke up this morning, my head felt dense. Trying to make it make sense. I stumbled to the kitchen. She was standing at the sink. All she had to do was just give me that wink. Slam, bam, I'm feeling all right. Troubles take a hike in the blink of an eye. Don't need a psychoanalyzer and a stiff drink. All she's got to do is just give me that wink. Unspoken message that works every time. When my brain starts smoking and I can't even think, all she's gotta do is just to give me that wing. Slam, bam, I'm feeling alright. Troubles take a hike in the blink of an eye. Don't need a psychoanalyzer, never skip a drink. All she's gotta do is just to give me that wing.
may sound absurd, but simple little things are the miracle cure. Push to the limit or standing at the brink, all she's gotta do is just give me that away. Slam bam, I'm feeling alright. Troubles take a hike in the blink of an eye. No need to psychoanalyze or have a stiff drink, all she's gotta do is just give me that away. Slam bam, I'm feeling alright. Troubles take a hike in the blink of an eye.
We interrupt our regularly scheduled program to bring you the following sports presentation.
High School Sports is proudly brought to you this season by Rodeo Grill, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Junkyard Bar & Grill, 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., and Rapids Transmission. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so that we can bring these games to our listeners. Please call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. 1055 WIRI, home of country favorites and classics. Listen on your radio at 1055 FM or on the Civic Media app.
High school sports action here on 105.5 FM and WIRI, where we've got the regular season home finale. Boys Wisconsin Valley Conference soccer action coming your way. And as Wass East makes a trip down south to Woodtrust Bank Stadium, or field, at Southwood County Stadium, where they will take on the Wisconsin Rapids Red Raiders. Good evening, everybody. My name is Mike Homer. I'll be bringing you the action tonight. Seth Abiger back in the studio, doing the wonderful work he always does, as we've got crunch time soccer coming your way. Almost said hockey. Got talking about hockey earlier today, as Rapids East both trying to make that push to finish as high in the Valley Conference standings as they can. As just about 2 weeks ago, these teams, they were duking it out to try to keep pace and first place in the conference. And since that, there's been a lot of ties. A lot of ties as Wisconsin Rapids comes into this game, sporting a record of three wins, five losses, and five draws, as East comes in with 9 victories, 3 losses, 3 draws. Now, in the conference, that makes things a little squirrely, as Rapids sits with a 2-win, 1-loss, 4-draw mark compared to East's 3 wins, 2 losses, and 2 draws. Excuse me. As Rapids' last several games, and we've brought you several of them here on 105.5 FM WIRI, they've finished in the form of a draw, as just a couple weeks ago, excuse me, got a tickle in my throat, as Rapids took on East just about 2.5 weeks ago, and the Raiders and Lumberjacks finished in a 0-0 draw. Then they took on Everest, finishing in a 1-1 draw. Took on Spash, a game we had on air, 1-1 draw. They lost, however, to Wausau West, 1-0. And then they came in and had a good lead on Marshfield and then finished with a 1-1 draw. So a lot of 1-1 soccer games for Wisconsin Rapids recently. That's put them into fourth place and really needing to get some positive outcomes to move a little further up in the standings. East, on the other hand, well, they've got Rapids tonight on the 7th. They did not have a score reported over the weekend, but East they tied, if I believe right, East, they had a couple ties in that same time frame as they played Altoona. Well, they had a couple ties earlier than that, but they played Altoona to a 2-1 victory on the fourth, and on the second, they lost to Spash 5-2. Kind of surprised at that. And then September 30th, they beat Marshfield 2-1. So two more games left on the docket for East, as they will play home against Wausau West on Thursday, and then next Tuesday, they play at DC Everest. Rapids, however, they will be wrapping things up here with games on the road at DC Everest on Thursday and Stevens Point next Tuesday, as things are getting to be that time of year where the playoffs are going to be started, where I believe playoffs will be seeded sometime next week. So that time of year, volleyball and soccer both to be decided. And then there's football got coming up, and unfortunately our teams in the football side of things are more than likely not making the postseason, as Rapids I know has been eliminated, Nakusa as well, and Port Edwards. But the Royals, they've got a chance. They've got something brewing. They unfortunately won't finish with an above 500. Well, that's not true. If they do not beat Auburndale, they will finish the regular season with a conference record of 3-4 and 3-6 overall. But certain criteria can happen that they could sneak in to the playoff field if certain criteria are met, certain thresholds of eligible teams, and tiebreakers. And I'll tell you, one of the things that's going on the positive side for the Royals is the tiebreaker of strength of schedule. Boy, they got a meat grinder this year as they played Marquesan the first game of this year. Randy and I brought you that one, and that was, boy, kind of wonder what could have happened there if the Royals had a full roster that game. But they fell to that one, and then another tough one to Pep and Alma. That was another tough loss. And then they got off the schneid, and they were able to beat Pacelli and Iola Scandinavia. But then things kind of started turning sour for them yet again. But we'll see what they do this week against Auburndale. And then they get a bye the final week, and we're a forfeit victory over Rosholt. So we'll see. We'll see how things go and how they shake out. And when we know, you'll know, here on 105.5 FM WIRI, where everything you need to know will be brought to your attention via myself or James or Seth, Randy when he's around. So we'll be sure to let you know that information. Tonight, as I said, the final regular season home game. We'll see what the playoff situation is. But it is also youth night, as the younger members of the soccer program at the youth ranks will be come out onto the pitch with the varsity team members for the introductions, I believe, and the anthem. Is it's always good to get those youngsters a taste of what they have coming in the next few years at the varsity level, and that's always fun to get the next age group involved and a taste of what high school athletics are all about, and keep them motivated, because let's face it, motivation is key for everybody at that age. So Rapids and East both huddling up before the introductions of the squads. I do believe East, they're going to be throwing me off again tonight, as East wearing white tops, white bottoms, white socks with red numbers on them. Kind of a customary what Rapids normal colors are. Whereas Rapids, they will be wearing white socks, white shorts with red socks with red shorts and white trim. As they will have black tops with red sleeves and red numbers on that black. So that's going to be a little tough to tell numbers for the Red Raiders. But I'm going to do the best that I can for you, as I always try to do, as the clocks are at zero and the officials are meeting with the teams, and they are just about to take the field for the opening introductions. We'll keep it here for that. As the sun, as the moon rises in the east, a big, big, big moon over the softball and baseball fields at the quadplex. As the sun sets fully to the west here, as we sit facing east, north to the left, south to the right, and west and back. As the sportsmanship sponsors are coming up, and the sportsmanship message, I should say, not sponsors, is the teams are walking out onto the field for their introductions. In goal for East, I believe, will be Andrew Kraft. For Rapids, it will be Hayden Pisick. Officials, it'll be easy to tell them apart, as the bright neon Seattle Seahawk green tops and black shorts, so they'll be very easy to tell apart from anybody out there, as it should be. So,